John Adams wrote his wife Abigail that July 4th ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward forevermore. Hello, I'm Brooke Hildebrand Clubs, Director of Health Communication at Southeast Missouri State University. Independence Day is almost here, and many of us will be celebrating it in a style that would make John Adams proud. However, this is also the time of year that the National Council on Fireworks Safety reminds the public of the safe and responsible use of consumer fireworks. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says that 230 people on average go to the emergency room every day with fireworks-related injuries in the month around the July 4th holiday. To prevent burns and other injuries, the Cleveland Clinic advises, don't ignite fireworks while holding them. Don't lean over fireworks while lighting the fuse. Don't attempt to relight fireworks that don't go off. Keep a bucket of water or a hose nearby and soak fireworks with water when they are done burning. Don't allow children to handle fireworks. Sparklers are often considered a safe firework for children, but sparklers can burn at temperatures of about 2,000 degrees. Take the advice of the National Fire Protection Association and avoid the use of consumer fireworks. Instead, enjoy displays conducted by trained professionals. For more information on this and other health issues, visit krcu.org.